There's been a lot of news, but we want to make sure we check in Buffalo, Iowa. Last week's severe flooding turned that small town into an island, fueled by rainfall on saturated ground. Record-level flooding of the Mississippi River left roads and neighborhoods submerged. Judy Van Blaercombe runs the Barge Inn in Buffalo. And Judy, they're saying this is the worst flooding since 1993. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It's the worst flood in history, I believe.
Yeah. You know, the inn is still standing, but what does it do to someone who owns an inn?
You know, it's a restaurant and a bar, mm-hmm. and we had to, we closed, we've been closed for 9 days, I think 10 days, and we ended up having to boat in and out. I have 19 employees, and it took them all out. It's been hard. We live in a town of 1,200. There was 7 homes that were lost. Mm. We had breach in walls. It's a small town, so we do sandbags to keep the river out. And you know it's coming, but when it gets here, it was just so fast. You know, our volunteer fire department, they were working around the clock, and all the neighbors were out. Everybody's sandbagging. We had the National Guard. We had the Coast Guard. The Army was here. The schools let out to come and beg for us, like the soccer teams, the football teams. We've had an outpouring of a lot of help.
It's interesting you talk about the sandbagging. You know, trains come through. This is a rural area, and so you've got a lot of trains passing through. But that, I understand, messed with the sandbagging.
Right. And what it does is it puts a little vibration because we are on the river. There's a river, there's a beach, there's a train track across the street, and there's our business. What happens when the trains come through town, it vibrates. And we are trying to get the trains to understand that they can't come in here when the floods are like that because it affects everybody's walls and it vibrates. And we had a lot of town people taking pictures of the train and the water when the train would go by, what the train was doing.
But you go from micro to macro because, okay, you've had to close a business for over a week. That hurts.
Yes.
But then if you ask, trains not to go through, and it's understandable, then that business is stopped.
Correct.
Yeah.
It all falls like dominoes. And, you know, we are only 5 minutes out of Davenport, Iowa, and they had a breach in their wall, and it took out half of downtown. I mean, people were running to their cars, and it's a scary deal. And until you see, like, the mess that it leaves behind, you don't know, you know. It's crazy.
Well, and, you know, I apologize, too, because we haven't been able to get to you to help you tell your story because of all the news. Do you have that sense that we've almost become numb to flooding and kind of used to it?
Yeah. And I think, too, that the farmers are putting in their tiles for drainage. We have companies building up in the farmlands. And, you know, they're ruining the water runoff is what they're doing. And, I don't know. I think that this flood was way more than the 93 flood, although we just barely broke the record. But because it's a different land, it was more water and it went more places.
And as you say, it's a land usage issue. That water has no land to seep into.
Right. It doesn't absorb anymore. And you know, it's just, it's crazy. In fact, we are opening for the first time today.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. So is everybody else.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well with that. Judy Van Blaercombe at the Barge Inn in Buffalo, Iowa. Go. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.